Well, hello guys. Doing something unusual tonight. I'm having some Peroni. No, it's not unusual I have Peroni, but it's unscheduled. It's a surprise, which is kind of good. But isn't it funny? Femons don't seem to still get it yet. First of all, they infiltrated and ruined all male spaces. They didn't change them into anything better. They just don't exist anymore. Then they piled into all the clubs, or discos, as I used to call them. But now they're mostly all femons now too. Hardly any males. But a lot of them are actually closing. Of course, they started to get into the gyms now as well. And a lot of them aren't there for exercising. After all, the gyms were really traditionally mostly men. But femons have become so desperate, they have to try and find men wherever they are. And of course, men stop going there because of it, and a lot of gyms are closing. All this business about they're all empowered and brave and don't need no man is a lot of bollocks. They seem to be chasing us around everywhere. And they're even going into department stores, dressing all up and everything, trying to look for a man. Hell, I've even seen it in my big grocery stores I go to. They're not there to shop at all. They're there to get noticed. But when you boil it all down, what are they offering? Well, as you know, they're usually one-trick ponies. They're offering sex. Because generally, that's all they have. Maybe they're offering us a snappy personality, you know, somebody could have a real good time with. Not usually. Maybe somebody that's caring, kind, and would do anything for you. No, not that either. Well, how about reliability and loyalty, say? No. Hell, a dog has more to offer than a femon does today. Because with a femon, all you're getting is a goldfish. They're just offering sex. But they want you to be absolutely fantastic. You got to be a certain look, certain height, earn a certain amount of money. You can do this, you can do that. And what they're offering is just sex. And they wonder why men are walking away. Because a man can get sex anywhere nowadays, any time of day. And it's so plentiful everywhere, the value has gone way down. Actually, so's the quality. When a man sees a femon, all he'll get is lies, deceit, chaos, drama. A lot of times, extortion. Oh yeah, and the constant nagging. And she'll have so much makeup on her face, he won't even know what she looks like behind it. And generally speaking, on the modern femon, there is nobody behind it. There's nobody home. Just greed and want. I really think by lucky stars that I'm out of the dating game. And it's pretty obvious that the modern woman doesn't care about males at all. Just what they can provide. And if they stop providing, they'll just get another one. Males who don't fall for the sex bait have more time for themselves, more money, live an uncomplicated, unchaos life. And of course, they still have sex. They're just not locked in and controlled by one femon. And consequently, they're a lot happier. These femons you see in films or saw in films, they were attractive, they were slim, they were reliable, they were loyal, they had principles. Those type of femons never really existed. It was a male's dream of how he wanted them to be. And I think a lot of guys are seeing through the femon's thin veneer of their fake personas. That's a nice car, isn't it, guys? You wouldn't have that if you had a wife. And if you did, she'll continuously telling you you're wasting your time on it. But in a divorce, that's one of the first things she'll want. Because it's money. I'm going to get another Peroni, guys. Oh, come on. Don't judge me. I mean, I just poured my heart out to you. For Christ's sake. Take it easy.